In that short moment, what you see in your experience is that there's something about you that offers you everything you ever wanted, which is, quite frankly and very simply, that you're okay. Right now, you're okay. And it's got nothing to do with what you think about the world, what you think about other people, what they think about you. And this is another key instruction. And the first question that was asked is very profound. It shows a great degree of understanding. When you see in your experience what offers you complete well-being, why would you want to indulge in any other interaction with other people? Because they believe that that way of interacting, it gives them well-being. Now, in your own experience, when you rely on short moments, it's like if you have a headache, if you hit yourself on the head with a stick repeatedly, then you don't notice the headache. But is that actually better than just leaving it alone? Now, this is what you see in short moments. You just put the stick down and you just rest with whatever's going on. Now, when somebody meets you and they have problems and they're upset and things like this, do you both sit there hitting each other on the head with a stick? Because there's something going on here. We're in this together. But in your experience, you see with your own points of view first, and this is so important, the relief you're looking for is always present, and it doesn't. You don't need to talk to people about what's going on. You test it in your experience, and when you know the solution, it can be a bit disconcerting and a bit disconnected in the beginning, because everyone else expects you to play the game. And it's so important to really, we're not messing around here. This is the solution to all problems, personal and collective. And when you reveal that to yourself, you will find yourself in situations where people don't understand what you're doing and feel as if you're not listening to them and you're not a good friend anymore. But you are being the best friend you could be to yourself and to your friends. And if some people don't recognize that, that's their responsibility, it's not yours. We're only responsible for ourselves. That's the only responsibility you can take, is to rely on clarity or not, whatever your life situation is. Now, we've had decades of playing the game like everyone else. If somebody says, I don't like the way you treat me, you know, and if you don't change the way you speak to me and act, then we can't be friends anymore. Then the natural response to that is to think, oh God, okay, there's something wrong with me, I need to change. Or it might be, oh, thank God, now I've got a way out. You know, all of this conventional response to relating with people, even if it's intimate or not. Something happens and then we think, because we've trained ourselves to think this, the way this person's speaking to me, now I feel uptight and stressed because this person has said this. And then there's a whole life story of similar situations and circumstances where you think you should have acted like this, or why didn't I say this in this situation? Then if I had have done this 10 years ago, then maybe me and the love of my life would still be together. It's just relentless. Relentless piecing together points of view in order to make sense of what's going on. And it doesn't work. All it leads to is more thinking, more strategies to try and amend the flow of points of view. And it doesn't work. You all know that. That's just a no-brainer. You know that it's impossible to contrive happiness by rearranging your own thoughts and emotions. And if you can't even do that, then how on earth are you going to be able to get that to happen in other people? How are you going to be able to make other people like you? It's just not going to happen. If you can't even like yourself, until that happens, the other thing isn't going to occur. It's just not going to happen. But that's what in my life, I hated myself most of the time. The way I looked and just the way I felt. So, and I couldn't do anything about it. So then my movement was to blame everyone else for the way I felt. Everyone, my parents, my friends, myself, all of the world leaders, absolutely, that's the reason why I feel the way I do. And to be sucked into that's such negativity, it did make me feel a bit better, constantly blaming and thinking about other people and their shortcomings, and then telling everyone about that, just enabled me to cling to reality and not feel quite so bad about what was going on. But it was an extremely negative way to be. And so, yeah, so anyway, you all know that that's a dead end. And it's important when you see just how powerful you are, just how powerful relying on short moments of clarity is, it's got nothing to do with how you're reacting. You know, whether you're reacting in the same old ways, when you take a short moment, you see that awareness or clarity is unaffected by what's going on. And that's the power. It doesn't matter what you think about yourself, how you feel, where you are, that spaciousness is totally unaffected and is always available. And the more you familiarize yourself with that, the more obvious it becomes. The motivation for me being a musician was how other people looked at me. And that isn't the correct motivation to do anything, really, but this is the motivation for everything in life when we believe in points of view. What do other people think of me? How can I change my behavior so that other people will like me? Or how can I change my behavior so I will like myself? It's just crazy. I couldn't change the way I was, which was miserable most of the time, just subtly miserable and bored most of the time. So the way the antidotes I applied to that was to be in a band, to party and to take drugs and to drink alcohol. I needed either more sensation or none. And that was the only way I could get a handle on how I felt. And now, as I got older, these strategies and antidotes became much more painful. And by that I mean, after I'd been, you know, had been drinking and partying and taking drugs, the after effects were much, much worse, and they lasted much, much longer. And I could see, this is just a dead end. You know, I might get temporary relief from these things, but the older I got, the worse it got, and it became very obvious that I just had to stop. Alcohol, drugs, partying weren't giving me what I wanted. And I couldn't find anything that gave me what I wanted, which was just to feel okay. When I was 15, I had lofty ambitions of being some amazing being that everyone looked up to. And by the time I was in my early 30s, I just wanted to feel a little bit okay, a little bit of the time. And that's not too much to ask, is it? But I couldn't find that. And I'd pretty much given up. I'd assumed that my nature was to be bored and miserable and dislike myself and everyone. Not really intensely, but just enough to not really want to mingle with anyone. And so when I came to India to detox 4.5 years ago, I was lucky enough I was forced to come to great freedom, because I'd heard it all before. 20 years of teachers and teachings telling me, you know, I'm perfect and nothing needs to happen, and it's just quite frankly boring. It doesn't work for me. So why should I believe anything that's being said here? But straight away, the ball was given back to me, and it was like, well, that's fine. If you just show up, then I guarantee you that what we're describing here will become your experience. That was like being slapped in the face. I was given a guarantee, so I was open enough to test that. I didn't even practice short moments. I'd had it with teachers giving me instructions. But that was my kind of practice, just show up. So that's what I did. I came every day to the open meetings, and I did every single teaching that was offered for 3 months. Every day, all day, teachings and listening to downloads. I will test this guarantee and see if it works. And very quickly, 3 to 4 days, I could see that there was something about me that had just gone unrecognized, because I'd been so self-obsessed with my problems, with my misery and boredom. And it was amazing. It was like It was very subtle, but that's what I've been looking for. A little bit of okayness. When you identify what's being described here, which is very subtle, but it's undeniable, then you know what to rest as. And what you'll find is it's always there. It doesn't matter if you get lost in points of view for weeks. As soon as you take a short moment, that's the fruition of the practice. You're not stockpiling awareness. You're just recognizing it's always present. And if you do that, they do become more automatic, and the background starts to outshine the foreground, and that's all that happens. So what you start to see in your experience is that everything about you is inseparable from this okayness. And that's all that's going on here. Everything about you, not some things about you, everything. And the more this okayness outshines the points of view, the better it gets, and it doesn't stop. So there's nowhere to get to.